Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Good afternoon and dzień dobry. Happy St. Patrick's Day this Thursday and happy St. Joseph's Day on Saturday. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today, and as always, Chopin's concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to WWDB 860 AM and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the cultural corner, let's learn a little Polish, and events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish-American community, and in every program, a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and obereks, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. And we'll begin with the Kiev Symphony Orchestra and Prayer of Ukraine. O Lord Almighty, always keep Ukraine safe. Lies with the NATO alliance, Poland's prime minister said. Mateusz Morawiecki's words come after Poland's top diplomat Zbigniew Rau on Tuesday announced that Warsaw was ready to put its MiG-29 fighters at the disposal of the U.S. government for eventual use by Ukraine, the state news agency reported. Pentagon's press secretary John Kirby responded that there were no grounds for such a move since it would raise concerns for the whole of NATO. Speaking to reporters in Vienna after a meeting with the Austrian Chancellor Karl Niehammer, Prime Minister Morawiecki said, "All the talks we hold and every action we take is in coordination with our allies." He stressed that Poland supplied Ukraine with defensive weapons only and that a decision on whether to provide Kyiv with fighter jets must be made at the NATO level. "We're fighting to bring peace to Ukraine, but we're also fighting for Ukraine's survival as a sovereign country, and every action we take should be seen from that angle," the Polish prime minister said. Also last week, the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said it was for individual countries to decide whether to send arms to Ukraine. And before we continue with the news from Poland, let's have a word from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today.
Are you looking for an elegant yet affordable ballroom for your wedding reception or maybe a bridal or baby shower? How about a special birthday or retirement party? Look no further than the recently renovated Belvedere Ballroom at the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor, safe off-street parking. Let Polish Home's experienced banquet manager plan your special event in the Belvedere Ballroom. Phone Diane at 856-912-1303.
Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Cherv Brothers, the Kielbasy Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Cherv Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Cherv always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707. And we're continuing with the news from Poland. Poland's foreign minister last week stated that the country was providing assistance to everyone crossing from war-torn Ukraine, regardless of their nationality. Zbigniew Rau made the declaration after meeting the head of the United Nations World Food Program, David Beasley, the state Polish news agency reported. Poland's top diplomat stressed that the country was facing the biggest wave of refugees since the Second World War and was taking all possible measures to deal with the humanitarian crisis. I want to assure everyone that no Ukrainian refugee will be left on their own in Poland, Rau said. He emphasized that the whole Polish society was helping war refugees, from the authorities to charities to ordinary people, but the country also needed assistance from international aid organizations such as the UN's World Food Program. The foreign minister also pledged that all foreign nationals arriving from Ukraine would be admitted and receive the necessary help. We treat all arrivals in the same way, and we continue to do so. Later on last Wednesday, Poland's top diplomat held a phone call with his Turkish counterpart. The two foreign ministers discussed the humanitarian crisis in Ukraine and the challenges of the evolving security architecture. Poland last week reported it had admitted 1,330,000 people fleeing the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And that concludes the news from Poland. Stay tuned for the Cultural Corner, the Polish Word of the Day, and the Philly Scene after we hear from the sponsors who help to bring you Polonia Today. Remember to support the sponsors who support Polonia Today. Czy szukasz eleganckiej i w przystępnej cenie sali balowej na przyjęcie ślubne? Albo może miejsca na bridal lub baby shower? Albo na przyjęcie urodzinowe? Nie patrz daleko. Zobacz ostatnio odnowioną, elegancką, belwederską salę balową w polskim domu, położonym wygodnie przy 9150 Academy Road, Northeast Philadelphia. Do Twojej dyspozycji oferowany jest wyspecjalizowany catering, bar z pełną obsługą, duży parkiet do tańca, bezpieczny parking samochodowy. Doświadczony menedżer wielu bankietów, wesel i przyjęć pomoże Ci w najlepszym dla Ciebie zaplanowaniu Twojej uroczystości. Po dodatkowe informacje proszę dzwonić do Danuty 856-912-1303. The Polish Heritage Society of Philadelphia invites you to the annual Chopin concert featuring pianist Avery Gagliano, a semifinalist in the Frederick Chopin International Piano Competition in Warsaw, Sunday, April 3rd, 2:30 p.m. at Settlement Music School, 1628 Germantown Avenue. Safe off-street parking, masks required. More information, phone 215-627-1391. I repeat, 215-627-1391. Hi, this is Debbie Majka, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and today featuring the Polish cultural community stands with Ukraine.
is Radio Poland, broadcasting from Warsaw. Welcome to Focus Cultural Magazine, and I'm your host, Elżbieta Krajewska. Poland's cultural community has condemned Russia's aggression against Ukraine and has been offering a variety of support for the Ukrainian people. For instance, the Ukrainian anthem was sounded by buglers instead of the daily Warsaw anthem from the tower of the royal castle in the capital. The Royal Castle's director, Wojciech Fałkowski, has declared assistance to Ukrainian cultural institutions, staff and their families. "This war is killing people and also destroying cultural heritage," he wrote. "Antiquities, works of art, books and paintings violated our fundamental moral principles and values of our common European civilization. Ethics and culture have been totally rejected and negated by criminal orders. It is the same treacherous aggression which Warsaw experienced on September the 17th, 1939, wrote the Royal Castle's management. The castle's press representative, Anna Śmigielska. "The Royal Castle in Warsaw, since the very start of the conflict, has been in close touch with our friends in Ukraine who work at museums and cultural institutions. We are in contact, helping however we can, with advice and also offering help to those who will be coming to Poland or who are here already." Along with many other important buildings throughout the country, the Royal Castle has been lit up nightly in the blue and yellow colors of the Ukrainian flag. Towns and cities are breaking off partnerships with Russian counterparts, and Michał Klauza, conductor and director of the Polish Radio Orchestra, announced that he has suspended collaboration with the Bolshoi Theatre in Moscow. "There's no place for aggression. This war must end immediately. Glory to Ukraine, glory to the heroes who are defending their homeland against the aggressor. Protesting against the aggression of the Russian government, these actions, I am forced to suspend my collaborations with the Bolshoi up to the moment when there is peace and when the guilty are held responsible. The Polish Radio Orchestra, standing with the heroic Ukrainian nation until the end of this senseless and unfounded invasion, will start every concert with the anthems of Ukraine and Poland." Meanwhile, the Opera Nova in Bydgoszcz cancelled its coming premiere of Eugene Onegin, which was to open the annual Spring Festival. And the National Opera in Warsaw cancelled its new, much-awaited Boris Godunov. Many cultural institutions have been holding collections of necessities. For instance, the National Museum in Warsaw is putting together transports of items ranging from bottled water to instant meals and pet food. Words of outrage and support have come from international Polish artists such as Tomasz Konieczny and Aleksandra Kurzak. Piotr Beczała on his social media writes, "I belong to a generation that remembers what life was like under the influence of a foreign regime. It is everyday fear, propaganda and a struggle for basic freedom. Today we must support Poland's eastern neighbors, Ukraine, with all our hearts. They are fighting for their independence, for the right to decide their fate." War kills. There is no excuse for war. War should be stopped immediately, wrote Andrzej Borejko, Polish-Russian conductor and director of the National Philharmonic in Warsaw, as he dedicated the weekend's concerts to Ukraine and announced that he would be starting all of his own concerts with the Ukrainian national anthem. Operas, music stages, theatre and museum buildings have been lit up with the blue and yellow colours of the Ukrainian flag. One of the very first institutions to speak out against the invasion was the opera in Szczecin. Director Jacek Jekiel. Together with our Ukrainian friends, who are also part of our operatic family, we are profoundly affected by this drama. We express our deep solidarity and friendship. We declare all support to help and comfort at a time that is probably heaviest in years. And director of the Polski Theatre in Bydgoszcz, Wojciech Waruga, told Polish Radio. Because I believe that what happened that morning terrified and shocked us all, because we didn't think it possible for war to break out in Europe, that Russia attacked Ukraine, that civilians are being killed. It is an unprecedented situation, and our theatre wanted to speak out against Russia and express solidarity with the Ukrainian nation. In an open letter, the Polish Pen Club expressed solidarity with Ukrainian writers in the face of deadly danger to independence, territorial integrity and sovereign statehood of Ukraine. We stand with you. Russia has put itself outside the boundaries of international law, the principles of the United Nations Charter and human rights. A cynical vision of a lawless world. We are well aware of the perils this deadly threat to Ukraine poses, also to Poland, Europe and the world. We are well aware that today your fate and our fate and the future of the world is being decided on Ukrainian soil. But not only words of support have been flowing from Poland's cultural community. The organizers of the 13th Chopin Birthday Festival, this year held under the title of Freedom Festival, have dedicated proceeds from 2 days of ticket sales to relief. The festival's representative, pianist Aleksandra Bobrowska. The organizers have decided to dedicate these proceeds from tickets to helping Ukraine. We have also included a whole festival day dedicated to Ukraine and Belarus. Ukrainian-born soprano Olga Pasiecznik and her sister pianist Natalia Pasiecznik, performing at this festival, dedicated their appearance fees to the Ukrainian army effort. Meanwhile, Teatr Polski in Bydgoszcz is also thinking of help in a longer perspective. Director Wojciech Waruga again. Last year, we had a big program of support for artists from Belarus, organizing residences, and our team was led by Belarusian Nobel winner Svetlana Alexeyevich. This year, I think we shall do analogously for Ukraine. We've made a bid for special grants for Ukrainian artists, and we'll do all we can to help people.
And we'll conclude the Cultural Corner with Aleksandra Kurzak and this oldie, Miłości wszystko wybaczy, love forgives everything. Well, maybe not everything.
Choćbyś ją przykluł w rozpadzie.
Let's learn a little Polish today. Our Polish word of the day is appropriately this adjective, odważny, brave. So repeat after me, odważny, and that certainly applies to President Zelensky of Ukraine and all the Ukrainian people. And here's an example sentence. Odważny żołnierz uratował życie mojej babci. A brave soldier saved my grandma's life. So remember to practice odważny.
Sing along with me.
During market ups and downs, you face many questions and uncertainties. Is my 401k allocation still right? How will my retirement plans be impacted? How will my dreams and goals be affected? As an Ameriprise financial advisor, Steve Krzyzewski can provide you with solid strategies and tips to help you protect what matters and weather market volatility. To learn more, call Steve at 610-943-3117. That's 610-943-3117. Or stop by his office at 101 West Elm Street, Suite 610, Conshohocken, PA. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Towarzystwo Polskiego Dziedzictwa w Filadelfii zaprasza na coroczny koncert Chopinowski pianistką w tym roku Avery Gagliano, jedna z laureatów konkursu imienia Fryderyka Chopina. W niedzielę 3 kwietnia o 2:30 w Settlement Music School, 1628 Germantown Avenue. Prywatny parking. O dalsze informacje 215-627-1391. Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDV 860 AM, and in this inconceivable time in our history, the National Polish-American Congress is appealing for your help. Be a part of a greater action of solidarity with Ukraine and join the fundraising campaign Polonia for Ukraine, organized by the Polish-American Congress. Funds collected will be distributed 50-50 for medical needs for citizens in Ukraine and refugees' needs in Poland through the Council on Aid to Ukrainians and the Polish Red Cross. And although the Radiothon concluded today, you can still contribute. Check out the Polish American Congress website, pac1944.org, and learn how to donate. Don't delay, Polonia for Ukraine. And the Polish People's University, Polski Uniwersytet Ludowy, invites you to the next talk in the Polish language next Sunday, March 20th at 3 p.m. at the Associated Polish Home. The speaker, Vice Consul Mateusz Gumura, the topic, contemporary art as a tool for cultural change. And as today's edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close, you'll be listening to this sea shanty in honor of St. Patrick's Day this Thursday. Hiszpańskie Divchini. And remember, you can listen anytime to the podcast by logging on to the web at wwdbam.com. Till next Sunday at 1:30, don't forget to donate, support Ukraine. Do usłyszenia.
Żegnajcie nam dziś hiszpańskie dziewczyny, żegnajcie nam dziś marzenia ze snów. Ku brzegom angielskim już ruszać nam pora, lecz kiedyś na pewno wrócimy tu znów. I smak waszych ust, hiszpańskie dziewczyny, w noc ciemną i złą nam będzie się śnił. Leniwie popłyną znów rejsu godziny, wspomnienie ust waszych przysporzy nam sił. I smak waszych ust, hiszpańskie dziewczyny, w noc ciemną i złą nam będzie się śnił. Leniwie popłyną znów rejsu godziny, wspomnienie ust waszych przysporzy nam sił.
Niedługo ujrzymy znów dali Cape Raymond i głowę baranią sterczącą wśród wzgórz i statki stojące na redzie przed Plymouth, klarować kotwicę, najwyższy czas już.
I smak waszych ust, hiszpańskie dziewczyny, w noc ciemną i złą nam będzie się śnił. Leniwie popłyną znów rejsu godziny, wspomnienie ust waszych przysporzy nam sił. I smak waszych ust, hiszpańskie dziewczyny, w noc ciemną i złą nam będzie się śnił. Leniwie popłyną znów rejsu godziny, wspomnienie ust waszych przysporzy nam sił.
Znów białe żagle na masztach rozkwitną, ku przyperwy znaczy do Portlandii ride. I znów stara łajba potoczy się ciężko, przez fale w kierunku na Beachy Fair Line.
I smak waszych ust, hiszpańskie dziewczyny, w noc ciemną i złą nam będzie się śnił. Leniwie popłyną znów rejsu godziny, wspomnienie ust waszych przysporzy nam sił. I smak waszych ust, hiszpańskie dziewczyny, w noc ciemną i złą nam będzie się śnił. Leniwie popłyną znów rejsu godziny, wspomnienie ust waszych przysporzy nam sił.
Zabłysną nam bielą skał zęby pod Dover i znów noc w ryku wśród legend i baj. Powoli, znojnie tak płynie nam życie, na wodach i w portach są forela dla.
I smak waszych ust, hiszpańskie dziewczyny, w noc ciemną i złą nam będzie się śnił. Leniwie popłyną znów rejsu godziny, wspomnienie ust waszych przysporzy nam sił.